how do you balance the needs of those around us experiencing personal tragedy with the importance of maintaining our inspiration and forward motion?
This one is important.
This one's very important. And my answer is tithe. In other words, if your neighbor is, you know, next door neighbor or across the street or whatever, is in a financial bind, make that your tithe.
Right.
Give to that person directly.
Right.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Quit living in the grand abstractions. We're called to love our neighbor, not humanity.
Right, exactly.
The incarnation is about the Son of God. It's not about the divine. You know, all of these grand abstractions that we live in are not human. They're useful philosophically, and they can help us culturally and so on and so forth, but they're not sources of action, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
So let me ask you the tough question. You try and talk your family out of taking the injection, mm-hmm. and you don't. And then they do. And now they're asking you to help them because they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, it depends for me on the attitude. If they're coming to help and they're in a situation where they're needing help because they didn't follow advice, I don't think that means you withhold help, but I do think it does allow you the license to say, I told you so. In other words, there has to, right. in my thinking, there has to be a little bit of recognition that you were right and they were wrong.
So in the family financial disclosure form, we set it up so that basically one person in family is saying to someone else or a friend, whatever, you know, here's the due diligence you have to do, and here's the healthcare and life insurance and disability insurance you have to arrange. And basically, if you're going to do something stupid, you don't get to put to my time. You don't get to just suddenly demand my time and money because you made a mistake.
Right.
And so I always like to get people to take those actions to protect family and friend before they do something,
right?
You know, tragic, as opposed to after.
Right. Yeah. I think there has to be an effort or at least an understanding, but you know, that again, everybody has to weigh that according to the circumstance.
One of the sermons that most helped me in my life was at the worst moment in the 90s, you know, when all looked hopeless and horrible. I got a wonderful sermon from the co-pastor church who persuaded me that it's okay to be happy and live in joy despite all the horrible things going on around you.
Right. Yes.
You don't have an obligation to be miserable just because evil is afoot.
Right.
You can find joy, you can celebrate, and it's okay to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I try and keep a state of amusement despite, you know, the most horrible things going on.
You have to look at that as itself a tithe.
Right.
If the world is falling apart and everything is gloom and doom, then to a certain extent, you're falling away from your own obligation and duty when you go along with it. And this is not to say that there aren't real evils and real suffering and that we don't have those things happen. I'm not saying that. But when you give in to what the rest of the world is doing and adopt its response and its attitude, that's when it becomes a problem. And that's worshiping something else other than God. And you're giving in, you know, you're giving your tithe to that rather than to God. So I think it's very, I totally agree.